This week on NBC's hit show, The Voice, Fort Wayne contestant Samuel Harness did a duet. Here's what it sounded like. What's the woman's name?
KJ.
Yeah, listen to the steam. You have to see the steam on the screen, but you can hear it coming over your radio.
I know what you did last summer. I'm just lie to me, there's no other. I know what you did last summer. Tell me where you've been. I know what you did last summer. Look me in the eyes, my lover. What you did last summer, tell me where you been.
Sounding great, and moving on to the next round. That's right.
Yeah,
the judges picked him on the battle rounds. He's moving on, and Samuel Harness from Fort Wayne on NBC's The Voice is now on the phone here with us this morning. Good morning, Samuel.
Morning.
Wow, this is cool. We were playing audio of your battle rounds. And you guys sounded pretty good.
Hey, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
I got to get right to the meat of the situation. Are you and KJ dating? The chemistry is exactly why I did not let my husband do duets right there. That chemistry, I was like, yeah, that's not happening.
You know what's crazy is the fact that we're putting on a performance. You have to perform as if you are, and you have to put your mind in that place just so it conveys the story of the song clearly to the audience, you know?
Oh, it was clear. Oh, yeah, it was clear, Samuel.
That smoldering look at the end of your song was like, whoo.
Well, thank you, guys.
Your voice is absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
So we've seen you locally, I think at some wineries, and did you play Middle Waves?
Yeah. Yeah, I did play Middle Ways the first year it came to Fort Wayne.
Yeah, I saw you there. So this is really cool to see you like coming full circle in the big. What's the biggest difference for you?
Oh, my goodness. Probably the biggest difference is just from touring around for 3 to 4 years now full time. I've performed for maybe 200 people all the way to one person in the room. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, I'm on TV in front of millions of people. And I think that's probably the biggest difference is just the response. But it's so encouraging. It's been awesome thus far. So I'm extremely blessed.
Well, not only that, but you're performing in front of 4 huge musical stars. Yeah. Huge.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's such a surreal feeling. You're performing in front of 4 of probably the top people in the music industry. And the fact that I get to work with John Legend and now Camila Cabello for my battle round, that's just a little Indiana boy. What's going on?
Right.
In my life?
And now please tell me, please. I love John Legend. So please tell me he's a super guy.
He is just as sweet in person as he is on TV. There are no disappointments.
good.
Samuel, I got a kind of an off the road question here. What is a typical day like? I'm talking like, what time do you get up in the morning? Do they have a car there to take you to the studio? Do you get, you know, I mean, that's what I'm talking about. Do they feed you lunch?
Oh, yeah. Yes, you are very well taken care of. And I don't know if I opened any doors for myself while I was there. We'll see what happens to the rest of the round.
Let me ask you about Camila Cabello. So when you were talking to her, you know, she got her start on a reality show. So did she have any advice to offer in that realm?
She did. And she basically just told us, soak it up while you can. Mm-hmm. It's not every day that you come from Indiana to LA and you're on TV in front of millions of people. So whatever you need to do to convey yourself as an artist, you do that. And that's what I felt like I did in this battle round last night. I was just able to really hone in on my craft and open up and not be so shy and perform with someone else. And it clearly came across very well.
I think that we are also proud of all of you guys on The Voice, because Fort Wayne has been very well represented.
Yeah.
I mean, you're the 4th person from Fort Wayne to be on the show. Do you have any communication with the other guys?
Yeah. You know, I have met Addison a couple times, and I got to support her while she was on her journey on the show. As far as everybody else, I don't know them that well. Mm-hmm. I've been extremely busy myself, you know, touring around solo for the last 4 years full time. So I have barely even been in Fort Wayne. But when I am and I'm playing, it's awesome to see Fort Wayne to just grow. Everybody is so supportive of each other, especially the artist community and the music community.
Amen. I agree with that.
All right, Samuel, tell us how we can support you and what's next. What are we looking for next here on The Voice on NBC?
You guys can support me by just continuing to watch the show and to repost it on Facebook, share it with your friends, show everybody that you know, and that just helps me out. It gives me momentum going into the next round and that much more motivation.
Okay, cool. Well, stay in touch with us. We definitely want to stay on the journey with you, so please stay in touch with us.
Definitely. Thank you guys so much for giving me the opportunity to be on here with you guys. And this, like I said, it's so surreal because I drive around and I listen to you guys' radio station all the time, and I just love it. And so now I'm on it, and I get to soak it up. So this is amazing.
Done. We want to play your records on the stand. Yes, that's our goal.
I want that so bad.
Thanks, Samuel. Good luck to you. Keep us posted.
Thank you guys so much.
Jumpstart your morning with Jim, Carrie, and Angie on Classic Hits 101.7.